Russell, you work too much.
Gotta bring home the bacon to fatten you up.
Oh, man! How much you loan you?
$1,500. Man, this I don't know about delay, but I had to take a shower after I saw this movie because it's shit dirty.
Yeah, dirty, but not in the way that you think.
Like it's really dirty. I ain't talking about like oh, the people in here are like white trash dirty. I'm talking about like just the look of everything in it, whatever. I felt like I feel like I wouldn't last in this world.
I felt like every time the director was like, cut. God damn it, why is there a smidge on this, and why isn't it coming off?
You know what, I felt like the writer came and said, leave that smidge on there.
It'll add effect, but they can't see anything. What's the point?
You know what, the look of it reminded me of, you see this movie last year with Brad Pitt, Killing Them Softly?
No, I did not.
Second little while I was on it, it was really good, and Brad Pitt's story was really good, but they didn't stay on Brad Pitt too long, whatever, so like, it had the same look of that, but I also threw in like a mix of Killing Them Softly and Prisoners in here as far as the look went.
Yeah. So. You know what? I didn't think of Prisoners, but that's a good point.
Yeah, I like when movies look like it's like cheaply made looking or whatever. I mean, not to say this movie, I don't know if it was cheap or not. I forgot how much it was made for or whatever, but I like when it's just looking like it's just straight out of your... Because this was filmed in your area, your city, man.
Actually, about an hour or two away in the, It was
Pittsburgh?
It's near Pittsburgh. Actually, this was the same city. Do you remember My Bloody Valentine?
Yeah.
Same city.
Oh.
And that's an hour northeast, I think, in the forest area.
Yeah. I wish more films would, film out there. I like these, those little, that background, whatever, before we even get to the movie or whatever, just something about that background, that look, it just it always strikes a chord with me, whatever. Just looking, it makes the movie look much more dirtier and like grittier.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. So I hope maybe they'll film more in an hour away from your city.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice area. It's a nice little, you know, it's a nice little. Well, it works for this film. It really does.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually. P1, why don't you get into what this film's about, since you've been having a heart erection over this film for months.
I even said this could be the one that topped my number one. Sadly, it didn't do it, but...
No. It will get into why.
No, but director Scott Cooper, actually wrote her too. And you know who actually wrote this film too? Is the guy that's going to be doing the Raid movie next year.
The what movie?
The Raid?
Oh, he's doing the remake of The Raid.
Yeah, the Brad, I can't pronounce his last name, Inglesby or whatever, he's the one that's doing The Raid next year.
Huh. Well, now I have a little more hope for that film, because that actually gets in one of my criticisms with the movie.
So we got Kristen Bell playing Russell Bays, Casey Affleck playing Rodney Bays, Kristen Bell's character Russell here is, well, pretty much he gets... arrested. I don't know for how many years or whatever, but he accidentally murders a child and his mother or whatever, which that'd be fucked up scene to say it's whatever, especially when Kristen Bell's beat. Hey, little boy! Wake up! My black ass would arrest somebody. That's very noble of Batman himself to stop the car down and be like, hey, help me! Because my black ass would be like, I just saw them on the road or whatever. I just passed by. I had them do this. And he gets sent to prison. I mean, he's living a little somewhat mediocre life here. I mean, Casey Affleck's character, Rodney Bays, you know, he's fresh out of the... No, I don't know if he's fresh out of the military. He's on his way to Afghanistan. This is during the 2008 time period or whatever when Obama was coming in. Pretty much to wrap things up here. Once Kristen Bell's character get out of prison, Casey Affleck's character, he's pretty much earned everything, but he wants to make money. He doesn't work at the steel mill or anything like that. Whatever. So that's when he talked to William Dafoe's character, Don Petty, who gets him into like these fisticuff fights, bare knuckle fights and stuff like that, if you will. And but that's not enough for Casey Affleck. He wants more. He wants to earn the top dollar here or whatever. So he tells William Dafoe, hey, Call Woody Harrelson. Get that crazy motherfucker on the line right now, whatever. I want that son of a bitch to put me in a big fight, whatever. I want to make more money, whatever. They want him to take a dive. But William Dafoe's character, he's got some money issues with Woody Harrelson's character. So after that fight's done, pretty much Woody Harrelson comes and shoot both of them in the head, which I was shocked by because I thought they were going to keep Casey Affleck alive and it would be like a certain fine kind of movie, whatever. And then Kristen Bell just goes... Well, I can't even say a manhunt because it doesn't really take that long or whatever. I mean, he goes to one house or whatever, doesn't find him. Then next scene over, he finds him, and then, you know, he pretty much ends, wraps this shit up or whatever. So, I mean, quick and short movie, to be honest.
Yeah, it is quick and short. And basically what it is, it's a revenge story. But the problem here is that, I don't know if you got this feeling, but did you get the feeling that this film was trying to have a message about how the U.S. treats veterans, at least with Casey Affleck's character?
I saw it in that one scene, but since and you see this in the trailer too, which by the way, Casey Affleck did a great job of delivering that too. But I thought that was probably the only, as far as like dialogue of emotional beat that I had with the whole characters in here, or whatever. And don't get me wrong, I take that back. Every character in here does a great job, except for Forrest Whitaker. What the fuck was he doing?
He's just playing, you know, dumbass cop. Like, it seemed like someone told him, yeah, we're going to make the Andy Griffith movie, so we just need you to act like the black, what's his name? Barney Fife? Yeah, do that.
That nigga was hush mouth the whole goddamn movie, just like, you don't understand something? I got this. You don't understand. I'll deal with this. You let me do my job. And I was like, oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with you? Forrest Whitaker, man, you was not having a good year. Jesus Christ. I will say another thing, too. Some of the actors and actors, even the actress Zoe Saldana, whatever, they're not given much to do, so I don't see why they could have got really anybody to do some of these roles, whatever. Your main focal points, whatever you want to focus on, maybe Woody Harrelson, Kristen Bell, and KT Affleck. And that's the three main. Everybody else, like Forrest Whitaker, William Dafoe was cool in his role, whatever, because he looked like a slimy little bastard. You can't trust
him. Well, he always looks like a slimy little bastard.
And plus, he ain't doing shit else, so I mean, you know.
No, he's starring in Toyota commercials as a devil.
Yeah, so I mean, that ain't really a big step. Like, Zoe Saldana and shit like that, whatever, just came on Star Trek, Forrest Whitaker and stuff, whatever. I want to say a comparison to The Prisoners, where, what's his name, Sam?
Actually,
you know what? Forrest Whitaker was. You can't be doing this, man.
Yeah, because like one of the things is once Christian Bale finds out like Casey Affleck, which I didn't know this going into the movie, like because it sets you know the trailer set it up as like he's gonna go find Casey Affleck because he might be gone. It's like nah, buddy, that boy's gone.
Yeah, and they show you that like I want to say 30 minutes into the film, whatever, and. Like you said, I didn't know that neither, because I thought it was just going to be something Woody Harrelson held him or whatever, and Kristen Bell tried to find him or whatever, and he went on this hunt to search for him, he was going to go to extreme limits to do whatever. But no, they show you right after William Dafoe gets shot in the head, which, by the way, the techno sound effects in here sounded really fucking good, like in the fight scenes and then the shootings and stuff like that. I was like,
yeah, the sound mixing was fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like killing them softly was like one of my most positive things about it. Like when you heard someone get punched or a gunshot go off, you fucking jumped out just seeing. Like, oh shit, they shooting the theater again.
Mm-hmm.
The sound effects in here sounded really good. I was like really impressed with that. I was like, man, I was like, who is the guy that does these sound effects in these movies? I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same guy from that same movie I saw last.
It might be the same sound mixer. You could probably look that up in the credits or on IMDb or something like that. That's an interesting question to bring up.
I'm definitely gonna look that up because I don't see why they just don't use that sound for like every movie now, or whatever. Because those fight scenes, whenever Casey was punching those hit.
Yeah,
it's fucking real. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, hitting flesh like a motherfucker. And the part where Casey Affleck gets shot, that was some bullshit what he did to Woody. Because Woody Harrelson is this coked up crazy maniac or whatever, and he points a gun at Woody, at Casey, when he tells him to turn away. Casey Affleck grabs the gun and points it in the middle of his head. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that is like one of the like weird things where it sets up Woody Harrelson as a good villain, because even though like he takes a gun and points it right at his head, Woody Harrelson still manages to get it back and shoot him.
Yeah. Another, matter of fact, the movie opens up with Woody Harrelson beating the shit out of this dude who's just like, hey, because Woody Harrelson had this fucking whore with him or whatever, and she laughed at her, and he looked at her and was like, think that's funny, bitch? You think that's funny? And then he's like, yeah, hot dog. He takes the bread, throw it out, and then shoves the hot dog down her throat, and she starts gagging and chugging, and this dude comes in like, ain't it problem, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, because it's hard, like, I don't know, it's hard to talk about this, because you said it best earlier. It's so short.
I was like, damn.
It's so short, and it's so simplistic.
Yeah, it's, you know what?
And go.
Yeah, so, like I was saying, I was like, I thought that this was a, before it came out, I was like, this could be a possible Oscar contender. I'm going to scratch that now. I don't think it is, for the simple fact that, like you said, it's simplistic and it's short. And one of the reasons why I thought it would have probably got it is because of the performances. But the problem with the performances here is they're good, but if it would have went on for probably another 20, maybe 30 minutes, whatever, you probably would have got more interaction between the characters. There's not much interaction between none of the characters to have that great performance of getting an Oscar.
No, exactly. That's an excellent point. I mean, it, like, the performances are great. You know, it's shot well. The writing's pretty good. It actually, I'm happy to hear that he's doing the raid, because that gives me a lot of hope for that movie now, because I almost feel like he's a better writer when action is happening.
You know, I gotta say, too, the look of this film, I hope he brings that to the raid as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, what would you give this?
I give it a C. I mean, the main problem I have with this is, I know I shouldn't even be saying this, because I don't like long movies or whatever, but I think it should have went on for another 20 minutes or whatever or something, just so we could get more interactions. I mean,
no, I agree.
You know what? One thing I will say, though, is I think was giving me the C, because I was going to go low C, but I would go over to C. It's the ending where Bale pretty much puts Woody Harrelson out of his misery or whatever. Like, he pretty much hunts him. I was just like, damn, just let him walk away. And he takes like three shots to him. And then when Forrest Whitaker comes, like, don't do it. He's like, he's a Terrence Howard again. He's like, don't do it, man. Don't put him down. And then, like, you just, that camera spins around Christian Bale. He just points the gun at it, and then just, that fucking, you see the hole in Woody Harrelson's head? I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I kept saying in my head, I was like, I was screaming in my head, okay, movie just end. Movie just end. Don't go another scene. In the movie. In the movie. And it did. It went black, and then it just showed Bale sitting in this scene. I was like, yes! That was the ending I wanted.
All right. So
I was happy about the ending, so I get to see it.
Cool. I'm going to give it a rent. Just because for me, I'm right there with you. I wish it would have gone on a little longer, and I wish there was just a little more oomph to this. But
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's short, sweet, to the point. Would I recommend going out to a theater to see it? Nah, you're fine just renting it. Honestly, it feels like a more rentable movie because it is shorter.
Yeah, and I think the main problem, you hit it right on the nail earlier. It's simple. I mean, there's nothing really to it or whatever. I mean, there's nothing wrong with movies being simple or whatever, but, you know, the actors of these calibers in here or whatever, they could use a little bit more than simple as well. And I don't mind it, whatever, being simple or whatever. It's short, simple, sweet or whatever. But, yeah, I agree with you on that as well, whatever. I'm only disappointed that Bale didn't go to Woody Harrelson and go, where is he?
I think now he's going to avoid that in all scripts where it's like, if he sees that, he's like, no, you write that out right now.
Wouldn't that be funny if they did write that in for him and he just looked at that and was like, you don't take that out, I'm walking away.
Exactly.
That hurt my fucking throat, dude.
All right, on that note, good night, everyone.
I'm fucking dying now. Yeah.
Get up.
You got 5 seconds. 5, 4,